shame in that. But you would like the offense to get going a little bit here. Maybe we know what the offense is on this team. They're a pitch, get a lead, a slim lead, if any lead, and pitch their way through it kind of a team. But you know what? That's not unfamiliar with Giants fans. We saw that back in 2010, right? We've seen that in the 2012, 2014 seasons of the world, right? But it's a little different this year, and it's fun. Now, there's a player I'd like to join in on the fun, Joe, and I think that he could take us to the next level if I'm a Giants fan. And I'm just waiting for him to break out finally. And he thought you had it a couple weeks ago, but it just went back to the mean. It's Willy Adames. I mean, this is a guy who signed a fat contract in the offseason, 7 years, $182 million. The highest paid player in the history of the franchise. And it's been a struggle, to say the least. Batting 205. He looks lost at the plate at times. He's had some errors defensively. Just, it hasn't been good.
Yesterday in particular, I mean, he's in the middle of a 2-for-23 slump. Yesterday, he strikes out on a slider that I thought was way off the plate. Then he comes up on first and second, one out, and you're like, all right, dude, be patient. Like, try to drive something. Let's get these guys over. Like, boom, just a tailor-made rollover ground out to shortstop. Mm. And then late in the game, after Wilmer gets a base hit in the ninth inning, I'm thinking maybe a pinch run for Wilmer because he's kind of slow. He's swinging at the first pitch and just hits a little tiny chopper to the shortstop, and Wilmer's out by a step. And it's just like, God, Adames, like, what is going on? I've seen him check swing 7 or 8 times in the last, I'd say, week or so, which tells me it's in his head and it's fundamental. It's both. It's mechanics and it's in his head.
Pee or get off the pot, right? That's basically what it is when it comes to that stuff. The check swings drive you nuts. I guess there's going to be a new system they're trying to implement with the check swings. I've read they're trying to do some sense. Like, again, we're talking about rule change.
Okay.
We'll get to rule changes, by the way, because I know you're very adamant about a certain rule change when it comes to sports, baseball, basketball, otherwise. And we'll get into that at some point today. I promise. Dave Fleming joining us at 8:30, by the way, as well. Voice of the San Francisco Giants, who is in Detroit. We'll talk some orange and black with him as well. But we're talking about offensive rating. We were doing the exercise of Patrick Bailey when it came to his ranking amongst his peers, right? And he was dead last in almost all offensive categories. But defensively, he was the best by wide margin, by the way, too. If I just do the same thing, which don't go in shortstops, and this is courtesy of Fangraphs. They crunch their numbers and they know their stuff. Out of all shortstops, when it comes to just the minimum of 150 plate appearances, offensively, Willy Adames, 24th. Negative 7.1 offensively in his offensive rating. It's just not good. It hasn't been good. And when it comes to a fan base right now, that again, as I mentioned last segment, there's no drama, right? You know, with the Warriors, with the Niners, we tend to get a little, you know, frustrated because of the expectations. We saw the Brandon Ayuk early on last year. The Boo Birds came out in what, game 3 on Brandon Ayuk? Hell, felt like they could have gone out in game 1 or 2. We've seen that. We saw the Boo Birds. Hell, I heard Chase Center, and this was last year, mind you, but still. Remember that Raptors game where they just got absolutely destroyed at Chase Center? Just destroyed. And the Boo Birds that were out then for that team? Hell, there might have been some boos at Chase Center when they were in that stretch this year from like December and January on. There might have been. It was that bad. But that's because of the expectations, right? And right now, the Giants, the expectations for a lot of fans in the season was what? Oh, we'll see, right? Hey, we'll see. I don't know. They might be good. They might be solid. Just don't be bad, please. And they've been pretty good. 8 games over 500. So even though he is struggling, because the team is good, I think fans are still willing to give him a chance here. And, you know, you got to give him a chance. He signed for a fat contract. He's going to be here for the next 7 years, right? Right, you'd think. But where are you at, Joe? You're wearing a Giants hat right now. Garlic fries and baseball guys, you and Sam have probably talked about this all season long. Willy Adames, what's going on there? And how do you feel just watching him as a fan right now and the contract that he signed, everything baked into the equation with Willy Adames? How are you feeling right now with him?
I mean, extremely underwhelmed, obviously, regarding his output. The tough part for me is that, like, I watch every night. And like all Giants fans, body language plays a big part in how I view someone, right? And whether that's fair or not.
That's a big thing for you, body language. Just players in general.
It's not just his body language. It's the body language of others and how they react to him. And then his body language when others are succeeding or failing as well. Like, I'm a big believer in this. I think he really is scuffling and it's in his head a little right now. There's clearly some mechanical stuff as well. Like, he's rolling over a lot. So he's either casting or he's coming over the top of the ball too much. But I'm not seeing him be affected to where he's slumping in the dugout and then it's bringing everyone down. Right. There was something about Aaron Rowan when he struggled. It felt like he was just miserable. You know what I mean? Miserable. And it would bring everyone down. When Barry Zito was struggling, it was like this big dark cloud around him.
His head would just sink.
He was totally mental. And you could feel the entire team kind of sink on a day when Barry Zito was starting. It was the reverse of Lincecum. Lincecum elevated everyone. Was like, all right, we can win this game. All we need is a couple hits. Whereas Barry Zito was like, oh no, we gave up two quick ones. Yeah, this one's over. And like, then there's someone in the middle, like Brandon Belt, who doesn't act at all, kind of slumped shoulders, but doesn't throw a tantrum. Not that Willie throws tantrums, but like the sense I get from him, he's frustrated with his own struggles. And then I'm not seeing him be a bad teammate and not root for others. So like it gives him more leeway. And like, I like what he represents. I like what he's about. He clearly wants to win. He clearly is an infectious personality around the team. The guys respond to him. But when I see him come up to the plate in the ninth inning, I have zero faith that he's going to drive the ball into the gap. Joe, his at-bats aren't good. He's swinging and uppercutting and everything right now, and it's really bad. And it's hard for me not to also look at all of the young phenom shortstops in baseball and then all of the high-priced free agents that have been bouncing around and say, did we pick the wrong one?
I mean, I'm going to bring up a player that we were talking about before the show and the player that you're playing against this weekend. Like, Javi Baez was a guy that signed a big deal, big contract. He had a lot of success, won a World Series with the Chicago Cubs. I'm not saying these are the same players, but I saw some of those struggles that I'm seeing right now with Willy Adames with Javi Baez these last few years in Detroit, where it just looked like, where did the player go? Where did that confidence? Is this just that bad? The chase rate, everything was just so awful. And another guy that, similar to Adames, fiery, excited. Like, God, who didn't like watching Javi Baez play when he was a Chicago Cub? Who didn't like watching Willy Adames play when he's a Milwaukee Brewer, right? Not saying they are the same player, but I've seen the struggles. And, you know, obviously the shortstop career of Javi Baez seems like it's over. They moved him, center field now?
He looks great in center field.
But he looks great, and he's credited to that, I guess. Yeah. His approach with everything. It was almost a different mindset. I'm not saying he pulled the plug on Willy Adames right now as a shortstop.
No.
I'm not saying that. But it just goes to show sometimes it could be a change here or there. It could be a change into the outfield from the infield, and it's maybe a weight lifted off the player's shoulders for a time. I don't know what the weight is right now. Is it of the contract? Is it of the slump? Is it everything involved? Is it him trying to ingratiate himself into this fan base? But clearly it's a lot on the guy right now, and you're seeing it. But again, I don't think, and I saw Bonte, he tweeted this yesterday. He's been obviously doing work with the Giants pre and post. And we were talking about on Friday, actually, when he was in for his weekly hour at 9 o'clock, and Lubman doing a hell of a job filling in for you on Friday. But we were talking about, he's like, oh, the seat might be getting hot. And I was like, what does that even mean?
Oh, I just think frustration from Giants.
No. But like, when you say hot seat, that means like something bad is going to happen eventually. Is there something bad that's going to happen with Willy Adames? I mean, he's a made man at this point, right? He's on $180 million.
But there's also like, you're behind the eight ball already. Like, you don't have a lot of equity with the fan base because you're not one of the homegrown guys, right? And there's something about this fan base with homegrown guys. They just give them the benefit of the doubt. They just always will. So not only like,
I think this area in general, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not only do you start from scratch with the fan base, you're now kind of in the hole because you signed such a large contract. And then you also compare and contrast to Carlos Correa, who the Giants flirted with and then had a contract and then didn't, even though he hasn't been great with Minnesota.
And but, you know, I'm going to give that one a pass because of the medical. Like, and if you think that's BS saying, or not, like,
no,
I know.
I'm not saying that. I'm not even mad today about that. I'm just saying, that's a guy you woulda, coulda, shoulda had, okay?
Sure. Okay.
And that contract, in retrospect, feels absurd, okay? Dansby Swanson, who's killing it for the Cubs right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, he was a guy that was out there that was available a couple years ago. Corey Seager was available a couple years ago, a guy that you had a firsthand look at in the division with the Dodgers for a long time. He went to Texas, and they won it all.
So good.
Okay? Trey Turner was in division and became a free agent. Now, he wanted to go back to the East Coast, but it felt like you were never really in on Trey Turner. And we'll get to Trey Turner in a deeper way of how you can compare him to Willy Adames. You know, Xander Bogaerts was available the last couple of years. You could have had him, and I don't think he's the greatest shortstop. I think it's an overpay.
Right.
Don't love 10 years for him either. Trevor Story was available. These are just guys that have been available as free agents. Now, almost every one of them has had some sort of red flag or negative in their small tenure with their current team.
Trevor Story having a worse year than Willy Adames thus far, too.
But separated his shoulder last year and barely played at all. So, like, I'm not saying that this is the worst of all those contracts. I'm saying when you sign to the deal that he signed to as a free agent, and I think it's the first big land in free agency for the Giants in a long, long time.
And Buster Posey's.
Yeah. You're going to look at all these other guys and be like, damn, did we pick the right one?
Well, I mean, you just look at this position in general. It's just stacked. Like, you just start naming off the names. Like, I swear to God, Geraldo, Perdomo for the D-backs.
He's been really good.
He's still hitting bombs. The guy's just hits bombs left and right.
Joe, look at the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the Mets make the playoffs? Now, he's making $300 million without Francisco Lindor.
No, they're not.
Okay? He's a superstar.
Well, now, remember this time last year, Mets fans wanted to get rid of Lindor. They thought they were cooked. They thought the season was over.
And then he got hot against the Giants in that series where Chapman had that unbelievable play to end the game.
Yep.
So, like, Francisco Lindor got out of the gates really slow. Mookie Betts is playing shortstop for the Dodgers. I don't think he's a great shortstop defensively. But these are some of the guys that have been involved. But all the young players that have made big impacts on their teams, those teams made the playoffs last year. Gunnar Henderson had a monster year last year. Orioles in the playoffs. Bobby Witt Jr., the Royals, monster year last year. They made the playoffs, right? So this position is stacked. Joe, it really is. And I, like, forget the money for a second. Forget the bat for a second. I have questions about him as a shortstop defensively long term. Mm. I think he's your shortstop for the next 2 years, maybe. I think he's kind of stiff. I don't love his range. His arm is okay. I don't think it's elite. To me, he projects more to being a second baseman down the line than he does even a third baseman or shortstop. Chappie's going to play third. He's more agile left and right. I don't think his range is that great. Now, that being said, he's a dramatic upgrade over what they had defensively last year.
Right.
With Brett Wisely, with, you know, Fitzgerald, and with Nick Ahmed, who was finished.
Well, and also, like, I will say, like, the health has been pretty solid for Adames thus far.
Yeah.
And him being available is something to lean on,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
You can always lean on availability with the player, because if he'd been hurt on top of it, then there'd be some major question marks.
I agree.
And then as a fan, I might be upset. By the way, you're